It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Sue, I have some listeners trying to keep you straight here this afternoon, and I'm doing a horrible job of promoting some of the elements of the show, so let me confess to that. Before we left for Houston, I promised on Tuesday, I believe today is Tuesday, can you confirm that today
is
Tuesday?
That is confirmed.
I said that I would do my audio voting guide. You know, Mark Cox took the time, he did something fancy, he typed it all out. I'm far too lazy for that.
That's
but
true.
I did offer an opportunity to guide people through the ballot. I am going to do that tonight. I had a listener who said, hey, he left a message. Hey, all last week, Mark said he was going to discuss propositions, had to wait the whole freaking weekend, would like to get an early vote if possible.
Yeah,
this person is depending on me for really for democracy, Sue.
I
really
think
wanna,
that's true.
You know, think of it that way. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the voting guide. We're going to, because I voted today, so I have even a better sense of that.
Good.
And one of the things that I do know is this next guest told us last week, and it was great advice. Read the ballot before you go in, because that's a smart thing to do. Rick Stream is here, the Republican Elections Director for St. Louis County. I thought we'd catch up with him. Rick, how are you? I'm guessing your office is pretty busy this week.
Yeah, we've been extremely busy, Mark. Thanks for having me on again. We have, in our office particularly, we've had over 2,000 voters every day. And for the 14 satellite locations together, combined, since last Tuesday, we've had, counting today, we've had 120,000 voters. So it's just blown the doors off of our satellite locations, and we're happy about that. The county library system, which has provided most of our polling places, is being inundated. And if you're with listeners, anytime they get to the libraries, thank them for allowing us to be in there, because it's been very hard for them to take in essentially 1,500 voters in an 8.5 hour period in their building. So they've been very great. And but back
yeah, to- let me just address that, because I went to Grand Glaze, which is off Merrimack Station, and it was great. Everyone except for the lady in front of me that was on FaceTime the whole time and then put a mask on before she voted. Everyone else was being very respectful, and even people that were in the library could do library things as well. I was in line, Rick. I texted you, so it was 70 minutes all in, which that's not too bad. That's essentially what I've experienced on Election Day. I guess my assumption would be, because I was trying to, you know, game this a little bit. I thought, you know what? Tuesday morning seems like a time where there won't be a lot of voters. And I was extremely wrong. So are the numbers of people voting every day actually going up, or are you not seeing any trend like that?
No, they're going up slightly every day. If they go to our website, we have a line tracker app where we have people counting the number of folks in line every half hour, and they can see how long the lines are at their particular locations. We had a lady came in today. She said, I saw the line at Clark Family Library. It was really, really long. I just came up to your office. Well, the line was slightly shorter, but I know you guys process voters quicker because you have more stations, and we do up here. We also have up here, Mark, at my office, 16 parking spaces for handicapped folks, physically disabled folks. They can stay in their cars and we'll come out and vote them in their
nice.
Cars.
Now, I saw a couple of people, I don't know what the rules are, but there were a couple of people that were just grabbing a clipboard, and then they may have just even, you know, sat on a chair or on the floor and just filled out their ballot that way.
Sure. Yeah, in the locations, they don't have rooms that are huge in some of these library facilities. So we've got tables and protective screens, but if somebody wants to grab a clipboard and sit on the floor, they can do that too. Any way to fill out the ballot, it's a 20-inch ballot on both sides, and definitely folks should get their sample ballot. We mail to them ahead of time, research it, and fill it out at home and bring it to the polling place.
Rick, you know, I didn't do this on the air, but when you said that last week, I'm like, I don't need to do that. Why does it? I'm a smart guy. I pay attention. Man, I'm so glad I read the ballot, because in that made things, I voted very quickly. Once I got my ballot, I knew exactly what I was doing. Now, I will say this, and I don't know how people handle this, Sue. I didn't vote for any of the judges. I just left all those blank. I don't know how to make a decision on that. And unless I know the person, I'm probably not voting. So that's something, you know. And the other thing, Rick, we should make clear, you don't have to vote for everything. If you want to leave something blank, you can do that.
That's correct. And one man told me, he said, I only voted for the candidates and the issues I knew. That was 10 out of the 45 on his ballot. And the ballot, when the ballot is, you put it in to be scanned, it will kick back out if you didn't fill out a whole side of the ballot.
Oh, okay.
In case you forget the ballot. And it'll give you a chance to push the button, cast as is, or pull out the ballot and finish doing it. And it'll also kick out if you voted for more than one person or one yes or no on a particular item, because it'll say you've overvoted. And what you can do is put an X through the one that you didn't want, and then it'll scan back in. And you have to hit the button, cast the ballot as is.
So let's say you sit down with your ballot and you accidentally fill something in, and you want, like, let's just say it's Amendment 3, you voted no, you wanted to vote yes, or vice versa. What in that circumstance, you go up and ask for another ballot, or do you put the X through it like you said?
Well, a couple of answers to that. We normally recommend on election day, go back and get a new ballot, okay? Because it'll count your that race on your ballot as an overvote. It won't count it yes or no, because it sees marks in both blocks. On absentee, when in satellites and here, you can put an X through it. And what happens is, when we get those ballots, every day we pick up the ballots from the satellite locations and, of course, here, and we scan them back in our tabulation room, and we adjudicate any the scanner will stop when it gets to a ballot like that, and we'll see what the intent of the voter was, and we'll mark it on the ballot. So we can do that here, but that's only before the election day.
I gotcha. Okay.
When we're processing all of these absentee ballots. And by the way, Mark, we are on track with this trend to have more early voting than we had in 2020, which I never would have predicted.
Well, it seems like a lot of folks that claim that they didn't like early voting are embracing early voting. So that's part of it. And I'm a fan of early voting. So I have embraced it, and I think people should do this. Are you actually, this might be a point of confusion, are you counting these votes right now? They're being tabulated and kept somewhere, the numbers, or is that not how it works?
No. We don't tabulate anything until 7 p.m. on election night.
Okay.
We take the thumb drives out of our scanners in the back room, plus the thumb drives that are coming from the polling places. We put those into the tabulation computer in our tabulation room, and we start to tabulate it at 7 p.m. on election night.
Okay.
And that's why we'll have, by 7:45, hopefully, we'll have all of the absentee results reported out to the public. And in 2021, in 2020, it was 221 votes we reported out. This year, it's going to be higher. I think if it stays this way, it could be up to almost close to a quarter of a million, 250,000.
Wow. Yeah, that is interesting. And, you know, typically, I'm not asking you to weigh in on this, Rick, but typically, you know, when I'm sitting here on election night and you're looking at absentee results coming in, it's a little dangerous to glean any, you know, indication of how the vote might go. But in this situation, with so many people voting, I'm not so sure you might not have a little bit of a gauge on those early returns.
Yeah, it's hard to say. In 2020, clearly the Democrat voters voted early. And when we reported out those absentee ballots, the Democrats were ahead in every race in the county. By the end of the night, as the people who voted on election day, those results came in. The tide had turned on most of those races.
I gotcha.
And Republicans won. But this year, I know a lot of Republicans are voting early. I know. So it's hard to say. We'll see. On election.
Yeah, we're going to find out soon enough, right?
Yeah, we will.
Well, thank you, Rick, for giving us the update this afternoon. We may even have some further questions as we move along. But all of the absentee, the early voting will take place through Monday? Is that accurate?
Yeah, the hours are 8 to 4:30 at all 14 of our satellite locations, Monday through Friday. Saturday is 9 to 1. And then on the day before election day, it's 8 to 5.
Got it. Thank you, Rick Stream. Keep us posted.
You will do, Mark.
All right. There's some things going on out there. Like there's a bunch of Twitter activity about something that's happening in Pennsylvania today where they had long lines and the cops came in and said, well, the line's going to stop at 2:15. Now, I don't know enough about that to say that there might be shenanigans going on, or is it a situation where they have to gauge this and say, look, if you're in this line past 2:15, you're not going to get there by whatever time they close. So it could be something like that.
I see what you mean.
So I want to be cautious with stuff like that because I see a lot of people that are, you know, posting things, and sometimes I think things that might look like malfeasance, there might be an explanation for them. I just say maybe kind of keep an open mind on everything that's happening because some of this is very new. Paul Morrow from theopsdesk.org, he was at Madison Square Garden for that big, you know, misogynistic, xenophobic rally. He'll report the truth coming up. And my voter guide at 5:30, you can give some recommendations, run down that ballot.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.